Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Now, there's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. This week on Real WW Talk, we're talking about breaking habits. Maybe you want to stop late night snack fests or start an exercise routine, but you got to get up off the couch first. We're covering a recent WW topic on how to break old habits and make new habits easier. Are you ready? Let's talk. Hello and welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, as always, it is a joy to see your faces.
Such a pleasure.
Such a pleasure. So formal of us. Of course. I'm going to hit us hard out of the gate. Everybody, one thing to celebrate from the past week to earn a Bravo star.
Oh my gosh.
Who wants to go first? Candace is ready.
Hands it's raised. Like our meetings, you know, when you raise your hand immediately. Like me. I, Candace Edwards. Threw away cake. Okay. I don't think you're listen. So I had a friend get engaged over the weekend and they had the sheet cake. Like, you know, the kind you get from like the grocery store that most people are like, is not really exciting, but cake is always exciting to me.
Absolutely.
And I've lost a little bit of weight, which is a great thing. Right. But that means I lost a point. And, you know, I'm devastated when I lose points because that's seven less points in the week. And I had planned on trying to figure out how I was going to fit this cake in. And I said, you know what? This is just regular old cake. I don't need it. And I threw it in the trash.
Oh, my gosh.
I called David and I think he thought something was really wrong. I was like, are you in a meeting? Like, what? Whatever you're doing, stop. Like, I need to announce to you that I have thrown away cake. He said, okay. I said, no. Receive that. I don't do that because sweets don't get thrown away. Get thrown away in my body, but never in the trash.
And your body is not the trash. Isn't that what your therapist reminded you?
Yes. But I always pushed back, but I almost cried. So I had to get onto a virtual meeting and share with everyone that I threw away this cake because I didn't recognize myself. And amazing. I feel like I earned like 15 Bravo stars. So thank you for letting me share that.
Absolutely. How did it feel? Now, you said like, this doesn't feel like myself, right? But this is you. How does it feel to have that as your identity?
I'm having a tough time with that because it's so, I mean, it's great, but it's so new that I really sometimes am wondering like with this, I'm tracking, like I'm at almost an 80 plus day streak. And I'm like, who is this person? And I think, as I told you, as I let go of the perfection, you know, these types of things are happening. And throwing away cake has just shown me that you really can change. I mean, I don't know if I'm always going to throw away cake, but like for this, it just wasn't worth it. And I did something different. I didn't try to figure out how to give it to somebody because who really wants the cake that Isaiah's like, you know, found a spoon or something, you know, like it's not like cake you would donate. It was, I'm either going to eat it or I'm going to throw it away. Mm-hmm. And I threw it away.
Well, it sounds, you said something that sounds a little bit like we talked about last week. And that is, well, what if I just try something different this time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it feels good. And it's something I journaled to remind myself of so that the next time I can allow myself to make that release as well. Because sometimes you're like, you know, what is that really going to feel like to actually do it? It didn't hurt as badly as I thought it would.
Awesome. Just, good job.
Yay. If I could curtsy, I would. But you know. What about you guys? Where are your Bravo stars? What do you have to celebrate?
So for me, this feels like a little one to me, but it's something I've wanted to do for a while. And it's, you know, I always have a bottle of vitamins around the house, but just, you know, deciding what time of day to take them and consistently taking them has been, you know, something I've had to encourage myself with, because I can set all the calendar invites in the world to remind myself. But if I'm not paying attention to my phone at that moment, you know, I could easily miss it. So I've been consistent this week with having my vitamins and making sure I get that in, because, you know, it's not just a random mixture of vitamins. They were ones that were recommended by my doctor because of, you know, my last blood tests of vitamin D and vitamin C. So just consistently taking those is something I'm proud of this week.
Major. Congratulations. Bravo stars.
Have you started feeling any difference in yourself by taking the vitamins, or is it just right now it's a mental pride thing?
Right now it's a mental pride. I don't really feel a difference, but you know, it feels good to do that. And no, I think sometimes when we're trying to lose weight or we're trying to be healthy, there's things that we can rule out. And it's like, if I know I'm taking my vitamins, I don't have a vitamin just deficiency. If I know I'm drinking enough water, if I know I'm, you know, getting enough steps mm-hmm. in, if I know I'm tracking, like all those things are a puzzle, you know, puzzle pieces, and they fit together. So even the things that seem a little bit smaller, like if there's a deficiency, then maybe that's causing me to have problems in another area. So, you know, I just want to make sure I'm covering all my bases as I try to get healthier.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you. What about you, Erin?
Well, so it was our spring fundraiser week, which is, I mean, you guys have been with me for a long time, so you know that that is a hyper, hyper intensive week for me. And I was also on the air for part of it, which also means I'm, you know, locked in and focused and essentially can't move for 5 hours. So I have 3 minutes to go to the potty. That's, you know, that's it. That's what you get to do. But so a big part of it for me was making sure that I'm staying true to my health goals and, you know, making sure that I have food available, that I'm not rushing to either get something, or because I'm locked in this point, I was on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's right over like the mid-morning snack, lunch, and start of the afternoon snack kind of a thing, right? And so I decided that I was going to make some snackage for everybody to partake in, including myself. So I bought a bag of Honeycrisp apples to have in our work kitchen so anybody could grab and take them. I made a huge platter of chopped vegetables, celery, carrots, cucumber, red peppers, yellow peppers, some radishes. I made like a crudité platter. And then I made roasted red pepper hummus, regular hummus. I made some fresh salsa, the salsa that I made for us for our get together, and got some tortilla chips. So we had there was a combination of some fresh foods. And then one day I took my crock pot in and made a chicken tortilla soup. So basically I was taking care of myself and everybody else was getting a bit of the spillover.
You were working at the wrong place. Like, I feel like one, I should have been invited, like just to stop by, you know, the station and been like, hey, you know what? This is the day I'm visiting. But I love the intentionality of one, you benefit, but you also shared, you know, mm-hmm. with your coworkers and being able to set up an environment that worked well for you. That is mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah.
My coworkers are really slacking.
Yeah. Listen up, coworker David. Listen up.
Okay. Listen up. But well, you know, I often will show love by cooking. And so that's mm-hmm. a way for me just to kind of show love and take care of other people during this. And You know, I'm really hard and fast right now because I'll be having just a minor, I don't even know if it's really surgery, but an outpatient surgery coming up in about two weeks or so. And I have my pre-op appointment with my doctor that includes a physical that I'm not really looking forward to, but we've already been working together on some different health goals for myself. And so I've made a commitment to myself. I've made a commitment to her, and I went, I can't let this thing derail the commitment. And so I need to stay true to this. If I've said that this is important, I've made a commitment that I'm going to stick to the commitment and do what I need to do to make that happen. And if other things have to fall to the wayside, other things have to fall to the wayside. And I have to communicate to the people that those things are tied to and just say, I can't do, I'm sorry, but I'm not even apologize. Because I don't need to apologize for it. Just say, I can't do this. I apologize if it inconveniences you. I am sorry about that. But this is what I need to do this week. So I kind of like a double bravo there for myself on that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wow. I think there's a lot of lessons that others can learn from everything that we've shared. So I'm glad that should be a thing. Just handing out Bravo stars virtually to each other.
Yeah.
That felt good.
We should. It did.
Yeah.
So this week, Candace, you had brought up the WW topic like a week or 2 weeks ago that I thought would be a really cool thing for us to talk about. Cause in some form, it's kind of like the habit hacking idea. So I am actually just going to read this WW lesson, like the bullet points of it, because I think it's just important to take it in that particular way. But they talked about, the headline was a surprising way to make healthy choices easier. And the first thing is to think about the things you want to stop doing. And say, for instance, it's snacking on sweets after dinner. How does your space make it easier to keep doing the things you don't want to do? So if your habit is to stop snacking on sweets after dinner and the cookies are kept in the front and center of the pantry, then what we need to do is brainstorm ways to make that behavior harder to do and make a plan around it. And so the suggestion is move the cookies to the back of a rarely used cabinet and keep a fruit bowl on the counter for snacking. Mm-hmm. Because the easier it is to do something, the more likely you are to do it. And that goes both ways, the healthy habit and the unhealthy habits. So maybe we just start with that first question of, or maybe the statement, to think about the thing you want to stop doing. And it doesn't even have to be food related necessary, right? Like what are habits like, hey, I want to start getting up at 6 a.m. to exercise, but I stay up till midnight scrolling on my phone doing nonsense. Well, is that the habit that's keeping me from being able to do this? So maybe I need to think about that and address it. So when you guys think about the habit or the thing that you want to stop doing, is there anything in particular that comes to mind?
I'll start. I can think of some things, but the main thing for me is when I get home, a lot of times I just want to sit down and just veg out. Like I just want to, you know, usually get on my phone or read a book or watch a TV show, usually a lot of nothing. But if I start the evening by doing that, I am incredibly unlikely to work out, and I have shifted. And, you know, previously I was a morning workout person, but, you know, things change in different seasons of your life. And I just have not been a morning workout person anymore. But I do, when I do work out, it's in the afternoons after work. But if I sit down, you know, on the couch, it's probably, there's a likelihood I won't. So the days that I do work out, I get home, I change my clothes, I work out. I don't sit down. And for me, it's as simple as not sitting down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Candace, how about you?
You know, I found that I have become a little more snacky. And maybe, I don't know if it's because I'm home with my son or especially in the evening. Like I'm what you would call a closet snacker. Like I don't really like to do it in front of others. Mm-hmm. It's more like by myself. I'll get stuff and go upstairs in another room and when I look back at my tracker and weeks that I've gone over, it's usually those kind of, I don't want to say random, but it feels random, snack attacks that hit me that I kind of indulge in. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to use the tool, and I don't know if you had asked us to give what we are doing as a solution yet, but you know, one of the things that I've been trying to work on is intentionally making sure I'm surrounding myself with other people during those times that I'm hit, so that if I want to eat, doing it in front of somebody else is something that helps me to do it in a way that I'm proud of.
Ooh. Because
I know what it is to do things in secret. And, you know, I'm less likely to do it if I'm with someone. So I have to be very intentional during those times.
I love that. So you're identifying that was really the part of that is the secrecy, and that any food you eat is eaten with others to take the stigma. If I won't eat this thing in front of others, then I won't eat it by myself.
Right. And it's usually, you know, I'm surprised. It's usually stuff that I've probably labeled as things I shouldn't eat. You know, it's, I don't have a problem with eating a tangerine in front of anybody. Like, I mean, you know,
right.
Like, oh, you know what? Look at this pear. You know, like that's not the issue. But if it's Reese's, or if it's even sometimes popcorn can get out of crate. Like if it's something that I'm just not proud of, I want to do it. I want to hide it. And those are the times where I have to kind of say, okay, this is something that I want to do different. And the different is I'm going to run towards an accountability person, usually David, or, you know, if I'm around other people, and take that time to do that until it passes. So
yeah,
that's something for me.
That's awesome. And Ricky, for you, like what I'm hearing from you is your solution is when you come in the door, you don't go to the couch first.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your workout shoes first. Yeah. Right. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. And I, as I was reflecting, as you guys were talking, there are times where I will get up from the couch if I know there's a step up, for example, and that accountability, if I know I need steps, I will get up and I do set rules for myself around social media, not necessarily with TV shows, but I'll be like, okay, I scrolled through TikTok for 5 minutes or however many minutes. I'm going to put it down. And the next time I want to look at it, I have to be standing and marching in place while I do it. So that is another way to combat that. But I don't have an equivalent for more intense workouts, like doing strength training or getting on the bike or walking outside. I don't have the same like kind of rule for myself, but that has helped with the step bets and getting steps in when I'm behind on that.
That's awesome. I love the idea of, yes, you can still do it, but you're going to have to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think instead of saying, no, you're never going to do that at all, it kind of gives you an incentive to do it a different way. What about you, Erin?
Well, I was going to say that, Ricky, that kind of sounds like the old WW idea of the habit stacking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, okay, I want to do this thing, but I'm going to do this, and I can do the two of them together.
Exactly.
For me, I will tell you something that I identify that I don't know when this started, because it's a fairly newer thing, but it's the bag, sitting down with the bag of whatever it would be. If it's popcorn or rice cakes or chips, it doesn't matter if it is a healthier food versus an unhealthier food. If I sit down with the bag, I will eat the entire bag, regardless of the size of the bag. And so I have been doing really well around it. Especially, and I talked a couple of weeks ago, I downloaded the chronometer app because I'm double tracking between WW and here. I'm on a 40-day tracking streak. Yay, with WW, but I'm looking at all of the nutrition for everything. And so that's been a really guiding force for me. If the next food that I choose needs to be bumping a nutritional value, so I get 100% on whatever that is. But I did catch myself on a Saturday night sitting down with a healthier food, but it was in a bag. And I realized I got down to like three quarters of the bag. And I went, what did you just do? And for me, I cannot sit down with the bag. That's just the plain and simple. And then my next question is, do I even have the bag in the house? If we're talking about building that friction, do I even have the bag in the house? Mm-hmm. Or is my next step is the bag then comes in the house, but then I rebag it into smaller portions. Mm-hmm. I haven't quite figured that out. I've kind of been right now a little on the all or nothing thing, just because I don't feel like I can have it in the house at the moment. I don't feel healthy enough to be able to have it in the house and then rebag it. The healthier thing for me is not to have it at this point. But that's definitely a habit for me that's got to get nipped in the bud, even though, you know, the last time I did that was weeks ago. It just shows I'm still not strong enough yet or at a mental place yet to be able to welcome that.
Do you feel like there are things that you could buy that are already prepackaged in like snack bags that you could have the same feeling of like, I finished the bag, but it's a mini bag? Like, I don't know if I know that you've got different allergies and things. So I don't know if all those foods that come in those snack type bags are like, for example, I got cashews from Trader Joe's the other day and I rediscovered these, but they're a pack about this big and they come in a big bag of like 10 of the little bags. And, you know, they are a little pointy because cashews tend to be, but they're already kind of prepackaged. So I don't know. Right. Is there anything that you could do in that sense to help with that?
Yes, some are and some aren't. I have a mental hurdle. This is stupid. Mm-hmm. I have a mental hurdle spending more for the individually bagged things than I do buying the big bag. Because in my head, I just tell myself, well, you can pre-portion that yourself and save however much money. You dummy. No, you can't.
it's knowing your limitations.
Right. And so at the end of the day, what I have to ask myself is, what do I want to pay more for? Mm-hmm. Because I'm paying one way or the other. I'm either going to pay in the mental piece of, oh, you've done this again, that tape thing that I always talk about trying to turn off, versus the financial payout. Mm-hmm. And so, what I have to do is get into my mind like, hey, I want to have this. I can have, they now make little bags of the, it's called hip peas. If you've seen them,
I think so.
They're delicious. They're basically like cheese curls, but they're made out of chickpeas. Mm-hmm. They're so good. They're a vegan and gluten-free alternative. And that was the problem. I discovered them and I've like, after eating clean for so many weeks, I had that little taste of the junk food, mm-hmm. even though it's, you know, clean junk food, it's still junk food. And it was like, oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't stop. Mm-hmm. So, that's the thing that I have to figure out is where do I want to pay? Cause I'm going to pay some way.
Big. That's profound. You know what my challenge is? And I was going to ask you guys, because I have not mastered it, kind of like what you're trying to do, Aaron, with your, I am very visually, I'm a visual person. So I can go from being fine to being triggered by walking past a store or a restaurant and seeing something that comes up. And all of a sudden, I'm struggling to not give in to the impulse to eat whatever the thing is that's being advertised. And usually it's a sweet, you know, whether it's a Cinnabon or, you know, how have you all found any way, if you've struggled with that, to manage visual cues that can kind of set you off? Because sometimes it's unavoidable. I mean, you could say, well, just don't go out, but it's everywhere, whether it's on TV or it's actually in the mall or in other places. When I actually get triggered, it's hard for me not to indulge unexpectedly.
I will tell you, I mean, now, obviously, well, here's one way. You can pretend you're Aaron and you have food allergies, and no matter how true you are, you can't eat it. That would be one solution.
The devil on my side is like, no, you don't. Don't worry. You're going to be fine, girl.
Prior to food allergies, what I would say to myself was, that's not what you're here for. And you weren't hungry for this until you saw it, which means you're not hungry for it. Your brain is hungry for it, but not you. If hunger isn't the problem, food isn't the solution. Although your tongue is salivating right now because this thing looks so ding dang good. or depending where I'm going, And I'll still do this now. I love bubble tea. That's like one of my favorite things. And usually there's a bubble tea stand at the mall. And so I will tell myself if I'm going to the mall, I'm going to have a bubble tea. And so I've already pre-thought about it, pre-planned, kind of pre-tracked it, right? Like I'm going to get that while I'm here. But food, I'm no longer letting food be a surprise to me. And also the cynical part of me is like, it's just marketing. And I do marketing. So congratulations, it worked, but it won't get me this time.
I hear, you know, moms saying, you know, it's not going anywhere. It's, you know, like that mom voice in me, like my mom's voice.
We got McDonald's at home.
Right. And it's like, it'll be there tomorrow. Like, you know, I know it, there's the exception of like, okay, I'm in a new city. This is something unique. It's something, it may be a surprise to me, but it's something I've never seen before. That like wow factor of like, okay, this is something I don't have at home. But like, if it's just in the mall and I see a Cinnabon and I smell a Cinnabon, if I really wanted to plan for a Cinnabon, I could come back later. I could come back tomorrow. I could, but like, I think reminding myself of that. But yeah, and also just the cues. I know I had a really weird experience going to New York. There was a place that I was famous for this cereal milk ice cream. So I had planned for that. And this was, I think Erin knows where I'm going with this. I was like,
together on that one.
Yes, yes. You could not tell me that I was not going to have Mama Fuku's cereal milk ice cream.
We stood in line.
And can I tell you, I should have paid attention to the cues. When people were leaving, Erin, do you remember what people were doing with that cereal milk in the trash can?
The trash can filled with ice cream cones.
Like full of ice cream.
I've never seen that at McDonald's before when the thing's working. We were like, why is everybody throwing this stuff away? Like,
And yet it was like, this was pre like TikTok and all this, but they were on Instagram and it was like Anderson Cooper had mentioned this place. So I was like, well, I've got to go.
Right.
So I ignored all the cues that were telling me danger. No, don't pay $10 for this ice cream. It's terrible. Stood in line for like an hour, got there, tasted it. It was the most disgusting thing.
Oh, like no wonder all these tastes are in the can.
Like not even Frosted Flakes, but like cornflake cereal milk. That's what it tastes like. Not sweet. Oh. Disgusting.
It tasted like milk.
So like I say that story to say like there were clues telling me that maybe this was not going to work out, but I was so like laser focused on this is the cereal milk and Mama Fuku in New York City. I am going to have it. So like there are things around us that maybe will help us make a better decision. And I learned from that day. I learned a lot that day.
So much.
Well, kind of from that, you know, one of the things that I was trying to do that has recently worked for me. So I'm thinking about the question I asked and kind of answering it for myself, because one of the things that I love Reese's, everybody. I love like a Reese cup and Nothing Bundt Cakes, which is a local, I don't know if it's local or it's a chain, but it's all over. They had a Reese's flavored Bundt cake and I had not even been thinking about it, but then it showed up in my feed on social media and it was like Reese's plus Bundt cake equals heaven.
And you're already thrown out cake this week.
Yeah.
And you're like, well.
And I don't care. And Erin, the marketing got me. They won. It was, and I was struggling because I wanted to stay within my points. Like, and I found the nutritional information. It's a 38 point thing for just half of it. It's really insane. And I made a decision to say, I'm still going to track it because I think I still want it, but I'm going to track it for next Monday. And I'm thinking about how effective that was, because by that next Monday, I didn't tell myself no. I just, you know, when it got to Monday, I didn't want it anymore. Because the craving had gone by. Mm-hmm. So I think that I have to remember that that's a technique that works really well, is not tell, because I'm triggered by telling myself no. It's you can absolutely have it. You can have it next week, which I think is something I'm going to have to use, because there's the marketing is just sometimes too strong for me. to, in the moment, just say no.
Yeah. So WW, as they kind of talk through this topic, you know, we talked about making kind of like the hackable part, but adding friction. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you did. You actually added friction into obtaining it. You saw something you wanted, but you added friction in the sense of saying, we can do it. We're just going to do it Monday. So not the instant gratification, but you've added just that little element of a friction before obtaining it. Mm-hmm. And they say that by making the behaviors you want to stop more difficult, behavior scientists call it adding friction, healthier options become more appealing and it's more likely that you'll actually do them. It may look like taking a different room home so that you don't pass a fast food spot if you've got leftovers at home, or portioning out sweets from a bigger bag so you stick to one serving. I hear you, WW. Or charging your phone where it's comfortable to scroll, like on your dresser, instead of a bedside table if you don't want to lay in bed scrolling at night or when you wake up because your goal is to go do exercise. Doesn't mean that you can't ever hit the drive-through, snack on sweets, scroll in bed, or anything else, but just think of the strategy as a way to interrupt the automatic and natural desire to do what's easy in the moment and nudge yourself towards what will help you reach your goals in the long run.
I love that.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I think that's what we're talking about. That's what we kind of like got there. And WW summer, it took us 20 minutes and WW summarized that.
So this is what you did. And this is how you need to do it. Okay.
Like we just gave the examples, the real life process.
I think this is a great discussion because it's something that, again, we all have to implement in certain ways because we all have those things that we know we need to work on.
Yep. Listen, before we bounce, I've got some thank yous that I want to be able to do for our incredible Real WW Talk community, specifically in Facebook. I don't know if you've noticed Michelle, she has been posting her workouts, the end of her workouts. And we used to call those sweaty selfies. And I love it because it's one of those things when you see somebody doing that. And then Doris, who posts her evening walks, right? And Doris has been with us from pretty much the beginning, posting almost daily. We love you. Thank you for that. Because those are the things that you see, those consistency of habits. You're like, okay, they're doing it. I can do this too. Maybe I'll join you in a sweaty selfie. Maybe that's what we need to do this week, guys. Maybe we need to join Michelle in posting a sweaty selfie.
I'm here for it. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
She's like, okay, we'll do the walking. We'll do a walking one. We're all on the set bet.
That's right. Nancy, in kind of in regards, you know, dovetailing on what we talked about last week and doing foods as treats and then trying to find treats that are not food related. She says, my mom loved us with food. So fast food was a treat. And still my 44-year-old self sees the drive-through as a treat. I had a hard day. Drive-through. I'm happy. Drive-through. I'm bored. Drive-through. I deserve a treat. I'm glad to say I've gotten a handle on the drive-through temptation where it used to be a daily habit. Now, maybe once a week. But it does go to show those foundational building blocks we give our children will stay with them for life, either good or bad.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty profound.
Definitely.
Yep. And then Katie left just the most beautiful comment, post in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. She says, WW has taught me the power of community and that I respond well to support and learning from others. I did not talk about my weight issues and struggles before, and now I am finding my voice. Mm-hmm. I'm learning to accept my perimenopausal body that has been injured in the past and birthed two children. This body does amazing things and feels better carrying less weight.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
I love the way that she talked about her body, honoring the work that it's done and also acknowledging perimenopause and menopause is no joke.
At all.
I feel like we need to do something on perimenopause and menopause because we will be entering that state shortly, although Candace.
Or you're forced into it.
Right. And I've been forced into it. Candace, you're currently forced into it. Mm-hmm. But every woman will be entering into it at some point. It's an inevitable for us. Yeah. And we've heard all the stories, and I think it would just be great to learn from other women who have gone through it, how they went through it, and maybe what are some tips and tricks to be able to think about. I think about Diane in our group, you know, our little Saturday group. And I remember her always saying, start lifting weights. It will help you so much when you go through perimenopause and menopause. Mm-hmm. So we should think about how to do that. I'd love to do it.
That would be a good one. I'd love to go into that. Yeah.
And then this is just a final thought from Serena. I just love this. This was something she saw on Instagram and wanted to share with everybody. And it was just this little post that says, don't forget to do one thing that makes you smile this weekend.
That's your homework assignment. I love that.
love it. Well, I hope that you were able to get something out of this conversation. We just thought that was a really great topic from WW. I mean, it's something that we consistently hear from people is the snacking in at night and building in that friction to be able to help adjust our thinking and try some different things. And we hope maybe those tips will work for you. We'd love to hear what you're struggling with and maybe how you're building in that friction to replace it with something else. So let us know. You can find us at the Real WW Talk Facebook group. Just search Real WW Talk, of course, podcast, YouTube, you name it. You will find us there. And also just a reminder that you can become a supporter of Real WW Talk. We thank you, all of the people who have joined in as supporters. We're so, so grateful for you to do that. And
thank you.
We blow you kisses. And I'm going to throw a grape in your mouth. Here we go. One, two, three.
Ooh. With a little bit of mint just for you.
A little mint sprinkle. Maybe that's what we call the sprinkle of mint group. How about that? Yes,
I love that.
You'd like a sprinkle of mint. Become a supporter. We got you.
I love it. All right. Have a great week and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.